Let's start off with installing apps on iPhones and iPads.
It still pays to check, and even Android phone, it really does pay to check on there as well. So what I always advise people to do is read the user reviews thoroughly before downloading, and just be aware that all the good reviews are going to be at the top, the bad reviews are going to have to scan down to get them, because no developer will ever put the good reviews in it and in at the bottom.
Mm.
Know your device's limitation. If an app goes along and flaunts features or services that seem too good to be true, it's probably something you shouldn't download. If I want access to things that you really think it doesn't need, like your contacts or your microphone or something, you know, don't download it or buy anything it's selling. And really look out for hidden subscriptions. This is happening more and more. So you'll buy a free app. Mm. That offers extra paid premium features or in-app, which say they're not going to work for 7 days. You go to your credit card and suddenly discover you've been charged for it.
Yeah.
I had this last week with somebody for the VPN app again. $280 they got charged, and it's supposed to have been free for 7 days. Now, if you find that you've had got a bad one, report it. Report suspicious activity to Apple. If an app and it's been charged, you contact Apple. But also leave a review warning others that this might be something you don't want to download.
What's an app that you've found recently on someone's iPad or phone that they've, you know, put in there, which really shouldn't be in there? Something that's really perhaps dangerous?
Two things. A flashlight app, and that flashlights are built into every phone. You don't need to buy a flashlight app at all. Flashlight apps have huge security problems. And for all the blokes out there, you don't need girls in bikinis on your screensaver on your phone.
Okay, then. Thank you.
There we go.
All right.
I cleaned that one up immensely for you, Darryl.
Okay. People getting phishing emails and malware spam still.
Look, they are, and Google have come out with some new stats for us as well, because they really are the king at stopping so much stuff that comes to us. Believe it or not, in Australia, we actually face double the odds of attack compared to the United States.
Hmm.
Now, that figure stunned me, because yeah. we seem to tend to fall for things a bit more than they do over there at the moment as well. So, you know, you've got to be very suspicious of all of these things. If you're in the 55 to 64-year-old bracket, you're 1.64% chance of getting attacked rather than the 18 to 24-year-olds who don't seem to be falling for it. If you're a mobile-only user, so you never log on to your desktop, you only log on to a smartphone or a tablet, your odds actually drop by 20%, believe it or not.
Hmm.
And Google said this may stem from socioeconomic factors because they're targeting wealthier groups as well. So, you know, it's you know, if you've got an expensive smartphone, maybe you're not going to get attacked. That doesn't always work, and I don't really believe that. But Google are actually preventing 99% over 100 million emails containing spam, phishing links and malware sent out by cyber criminals every day. That's a phenomenal amount, isn't it?
That's a huge amount, and so they should be too, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
They're such a massive company. Right, and still on Google,
yes.
Google Photos getting some new features.
Exactly, and Google Photos should be on all people's iPhones and Android phones and your computer as well, because it backs up all your photos. I had someone the other day who broke my previous client's record of nearly 250,000 emails they uploaded to Google. 600,000 photos, Darren, have uploaded.
600,000.
They never want to lose them, so they've uploaded all. You know, everything, every photo from every device that they've got on there as well. It's amazing. It took days and days and days to do it all. Thank God he was on the NBN. But they're getting some new features in Google Photos, a video editor as well, which will improve on trimming, stabilizing, rotating the videos, cropping, adding on filters as well. So there are going to be 30 controls for the new video editor and some new features for editing in Google Photos for photos itself, such as portrait blur, portrait light, color pop dynamic, and sky suggestion. So some really good features in Google Photos. They're out right now for iOS users, and they'll be about a couple of weeks for Android users.
Righto then. And a bit of trivia for you, speaking of photos on your phone, it's Paris Hilton's birthday today. She's turning 40 today, and Paris claims to have invented the selfie.
Yeah, she, well, she probably encouraged the selfie.
Well, she reckons that she was the first person ever in the history of the world to actually get a smartphone, turn it on herself, take a photo, and then upload it onto social media.
But can I just say, we were taking selfies when we had Polaroid cameras.
Well, you might have, I didn't.
The first thing that the guy that invented the Polaroid was, I can take a photo of this? Great, I'll take a photo of this. Say yes. I cleaned that one up immensely for you too, Darren. Say yes.
Happy birthday, Paris. Thanks for that. Now, there's heaps of information on Richard's excellent website. You might want to have a look at tips on installing those apps for your iPad and your iPhone. If you go to talktech.com.au, and if you have any questions, send them through to Richard. I'm sure he'll be happy to answer if he can. Thanks for that, mate. Catch you next Wednesday.
Look forward to it, Darren.